Hey everyone, welcome back to the Jubilee Online Family Conference. We're so excited for this next conversation that we're about to have on teaching your kids to pray. We got some phenomenal friends with us, Pastor Mark and Lisa Carrillo.
Hey guys.
Myself and Serena, we're honored to be a part of this conversation today. And we're just going to start off actually praying. I want to do that to begin this session. I know a lot of times we can pray to close, but I'm really feeling in my heart just to pray in from the get-go. Thus far, all the sessions that have come forward, that all that word and that content would find good ground. And Pastor Lisa, I'm going to ask you to pray to start this session.
All right. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the honor of being able to come to you in prayer. And so, Father, we're just choosing now to not worry about anything, but to pray about everything. So, God, we're asking you to guide this conversation today. Give us words and wisdom. Father, I pray that the eyes of our understanding are being enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling and the power to us who believe. Father, I pray, speak to us and through us today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Pastor Mark, when we talk about teaching our kids to pray, what's the thing that first comes into your heart and into your mind from your experience as a father, your home that you led, and your kids are grown now. Serena and I are in a different stage of life. All of our kids are small. And we're in the process of just believing by faith and hope against hope sometimes that things are sinking in or settling. But I want to start with the wisdom that has seen the other side. Could you speak to just that first thing that wells up in your heart with teaching your kids to pray?
You know, it's all by faith. So I just want to plant that seed. You just keep planting seed, keep watering, because it's going to grow up. It'll produce a harvest. The word will never return void. The thing that really springs up in my heart is about stories. I think the best way that we can transmit family values, and that this goes for any one of us, the best way you can transmit values, and we're talking about prayer, so we will show value for prayer, is by telling stories. The psalmist in Psalm 78, around verse 2, talks about, you know, we're going to share the stories that our ancestors shared with us, and we're going to be faithful to impart those same stories to our children.
Man,
that's a paraphrase, but the whole point is, like, throughout our kids' lives, we imparted stories. Like, one story I would tell all the time to our kids was about a time when I was a kid and we went to the bank. There was a night deposit box. My dad goes up to put his deposit in, and there's like a wad of bills there. And so what he did was push that envelope with that money all the way in. Somebody could have easily taken it out.
Yeah.
So that's a real quick story. But what it says is, we as a family believe in integrity. We believe in honesty. So it imparts a story. So one of the things that I would say is, remember the answers to prayer.
That's good.
Because children are pragmatic. They do what works.
Yeah.
And if you tell them, we prayed, look what God did.
Yes.
They connect the dots.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's really good.
I think that's so powerful too, because you think about prayer really being the foundation for our relationship with God. Any relationship is built on communication.
Yeah.
Communication is the chief thing for success in any relationship. And if we're talking about prayer being the basis for our relationship with God, of us talking to him, him talking to us, I think that's such a vitally important thing to show our kids, that at a young age, God is someone that you can talk to, and that he will talk back to you. So my guess, next way to take the conversation or question would be, whoever wants to go, I wanted to start with Pastor Mark, but feel free to jump in. What does it look like to really begin to instill that expectancy in prayer when it comes to our kids, that we actually have a God that's going to hear us, that has the ability to answer us? How do we feel we model that expectancy?
I believe we model that by being a person of prayer.
That's good.
That, you know, when our kids see us going to God with all of our needs, all of our desires, and just all of our worship, that they learn by example that when you worry, you go to God. And you know, that's the scripture I quoted in prayer, because Philippians 4:6 says, don't worry about anything, pray about everything. And you know what? Sometimes my kids used to look at me like, Mom, I'm praying about everything. But whether they're worried, whether I'm worried, or whether it's just something going on in our lives, the expectancy that God knows the answer to that, mm-hmm. that when we go to God in prayer, you know, don't worry about anything, pray about everything. Yeah. So when someone's talking to us about a concern or a need or whatever, when we take that to God in prayer, the word says, then the peace that passes understanding will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And then one of the translations says, shape your worries into prayer and God will show you the answers. And as we model that, and that's our go-to, mm-hmm. it becomes our kids' go-to in that's life. Right. And what's so beautiful is I want to encourage you, even when it seems like they may not be getting it, mm-hmm. that as they get older, you see them start taking that same that's stance awesome. Because that's been the learned response that yeah. anytime there's a concern, a neighbor, a friend, you know, instead of saying, I'm going to pray for you and walking away, what a gift mm-hmm. you can give of prayer and peace yes. that comes with it to just pray right there. You know, sometimes it's uncomfortable, yeah. but you step into it. And the more you step into it, the more your kids step into it. And it just becomes a way of life.
That's
and
good.
Then we all just walk in it.
I yeah. love that too, because as a parent, how much does that remove us from carrying the weight of figuring out the solutions to those things?
Right.
Because I think so many times people come to you and they have these problems or even your children and there's that want to solve it. Mm-hmm. But whenever mm-hmm. you can immediately say my default and my position mm-hmm. of that solving is prayer, it yeah. alleviates you from having to carry that responsibility and you just offload that
right.
knowing that God's going to intervene and do what beautiful? No one else can do. That's yeah. so powerful.
I mean, how sad is it if someone shares their heart and you don't have any way
that's
to help
right.
them?
Absolutely.
But we all have a way to that's help right. them. We can go to God in prayer who hears us and answers those prayers. And with that comes peace. And what a beautiful gift
yes.
we give awesome. Others and we give our children.
That's good.
Yeah, I think that's one of the chief ways we disconnect kids from us. Mm-hmm. and connect them to God.
Yeah.
And that's a process of years, obviously, but if you always provide the solution, what happens when they're on their own?
Right. Yeah. That's really good.
That's good. And I think, you know, and going back to this concept of, you know, this foundation for our relationship with God being prayer, the power of communication, you know, kids, I think it's important when we're talking about, you know, essentially the focus of this, teaching our kids to pray, teaching your kids to pray, is to remember that they're kids. So it's presented and packaged in a way that's easily palatable for them. They grow in their relationship with God the same way that any of us grow in relationship. And the basic thing for me when it comes to kids is knowing that God's a safe place, mm-hmm. a place that they can go, and a place that they can get needs met. Because that's essentially what younger children are seeing their need to see their parents as. A safe place and a place where they go when there's a need, comfort, assurance, whatever it might be. And as they grow, I feel like the same way that as we mature as individuals, that prayer life becomes one of more and more intimacy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's for a mature mm-hmm. Relationship. Intimacy is for a mature relationship. So giving that foundation of prayer being an expectancy with prayer that something's actually going to happen when I pray because God's alive. He hears right. me and there's a response, but cultivating that and through stories and testimonies mm-hmm. of answered prayer
right.
sets the stage now for that just to become expected in mm-hmm. the home environment. When you set that high expectancy around prayer, then it becomes expected. We instinctively pray. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think even in our home, we see the little ones, if somebody's hurt, the immediate response is let's pray for them.
Let's pray mm-hmm. for them.
Because God's safe and he's here
beautiful?
To comfort us and he's here mm-hmm. to meet, you know, needs. And I'm not so much concerned about, you know, my 5-year-old spending 30 minutes of contemplative
right.
prayer.
Right.
I struggle to do that.
If you try that, you're going to be disappointed.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So Pastor Mark, could you speak to just the importance of understanding that they're kids
yeah.
and that freedom aspect of even it not looking the same in every home and,
absolutely.
And just speak to that well, a little bit.
Every child is different. They're at different maturity levels. And you can't demand more of them than their maturity level can produce. So I think, you know, we need to stick with the basics at first. Mm-hmm. We want to teach them promises from God's word
mm-hmm.
because we're hoping that prayer will be scriptural.
Yes.
But we also need to introduce the relationship aspect
mm-hmm.
because if you take the presence of God and remove it from any spiritual discipline, what you have left is religion.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing we want to train our kids to. So the initial process is they see you pray, mm-hmm. that whatever happens when we don't know what to do, when someone's hurt, whatever it is, we're going to pray rather than worry. Mm-hmm. And we're teaching basic promises from God's word. And then the more we can get our kids involved, whether in the home or in church, in an atmosphere where the manifest presence mm-hmm. of God is, amen. Those pieces start to come together.
Yeah, that's so good. And I'm reminded of just, you know, the child, Samuel. You know, we remember him as the prophet, but he was a child.
That's right.
And him hearing God's voice and Eli the priest encouraging him. Finally, after a couple times, and the priest goes, oh, this probably could be God. and I think it's important to set that even though we've got that reaching them where they are in maturity and things look different home to home, there is the encouraging that our kids can hear from God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yes. It's good to encourage them not only to pray, but ask them what they're hearing. What's God telling you? And I think that's even part of learning how to discern the manifest presence of God, how to discern God's voice in those times and in those seasons. So what do you want to add to that?
I just think for me, even hearing you say that, like to me, one of those things that I just find so beautiful in those stories is just recently we had an experience where we were making a decision on where do we do with our home. And I love that Zach was so intentional. He asked Judah to go by himself and to pray and ask Jesus, what does Jesus say? And our five-year-old son came back and told us word for word what I feel like God put in my heart at the same time. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was a confirmation. And there have been so many moments like that where it's like your kids, they hear and they sense and they can hear God so clearly. Mm-hmm. And it's not discounting that.
Right.
It's empowering mm-hmm. them.
Yeah. Validating.
Yes.
Validating.
Yes. And yeah. to let them know, like you had a say mm-hmm. in what we're doing. We trust Absolutely. What God is saying to you and believe in you and empower you. And I think what we saw from that was just his faith kicked in even more to say, I heard God.
Yeah.
And now there isn't a question in him of if we ask him, you know, what's Jesus saying? Sometimes it's off the wall, but
Daddy's
sometimes
telling me to give me more candy.
Yeah. Or to not brush my teeth.
Yeah.
But there are those moments where you see him and he has faith mm-hmm. that God's done it before and he's going to do it yeah. again. Yeah. And I think whenever we as parents or grandparents or spiritual parents mm-hmm. can really validate and position our kids to run mm-hmm. with that authority, what
That's
that
beautiful.
Does for their confidence yeah. and just their faith.
Because reaching them where they're at maturity doesn't mean denying them the power of the Holy
That's
Spirit.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because they don't have an immature spirit. They have an immature mind.
That's right.
And so we have to take into account
That's
that
good.
They can hear from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The fruit of the Holy Spirit can be produced. But you're going to get those moments where the flesh side
yes,
is going to be what's
right.
predominant. But you know, isn't that a lot like us?
Yes,
that's
exactly.
I was thinking not much different.
Not yeah. much different.
That's so good.
I do want to say something to those of you who may feel like you weren't raised in a godly home or you weren't trained to pray. You didn't learn how to pray growing up or whatever, because I did not learn how to pray. And I remember thinking, I really want to be a woman of God. I really want to learn how to pray. But I don't, you know, it seemed like a chore but I desired. So what I did was I found people of prayer, and I want to mm-hmm. encourage you, find someone. If you want to learn to pray, I mean, we want to train our kids, but we've got to know how, and it's yeah. a win-win. So it encourages us to learn and grow in that. So I encourage you to find someone that you respect their prayer life, that you respect in God, that you know is a person of prayer, and ask to pray with them and just come alongside them and learn to pray, because prayer a lot of times is caught as much as it is taught. And you can learn and grow in prayer, and you can convey that to your children as
it's
well.
It's really good.
Absolutely. That's so good. Thanks for sharing that.
As a parent too, I think one of the things that I felt that God just showed me or just told me to kind of alleviate some of that like pressure again of, am I doing this right? Are those seeds really mm-hmm. being planted in there? Was the only way to do it wrong is to not do it. And I think
right.
that the more that we just remember, like I stay connected to the Father, to that source, mm-hmm. and God's going to make sure that even in my weak moments that my kids are going to get what they mm-hmm. need. And it just takes that pressure off of you mm-hmm. to feel like you're performing and you're now living a life where I'm staying connected to the source. I'm doing it. And my kids are in that environment where I create this prophetic imagination. I prophetically speak over who they are, maybe not what I'm seeing, just like I do to myself, you know, in those moments. And it creates that culture that now they're just in it and it's who they are. I love that.
Well, and you may not have natural children. But you all have spiritual children, whether you're fathers or mothers, you have spiritual children that you can sow that spirit of prayer into them. And so I just encourage it. This is for all of us to be people of prayer and to lead the way in prayer for the next generation.
Just in terms of what you're saying, we really have to take the limits off prayer, especially where kids are concerned, because this is a supernatural kingdom.
That's right.
And because it's supernatural, by definition, really, I don't understand it all, but I know even in our kids' prayer, in their play, there are prophetic elements.
That's right.
And we need to allow the expansion of that and their response in that. So in other words, it's like, it's not, prayer's not all about words.
That's right.
Brother Lawrence said, basically the presence of God is prayer.
Is prayer.
And that recognition of the presence. So My play is as much prophetic and as much prayer.
It's really good.
Because I believe God wants to enjoy us. And so we have to take those filters and limits off that this is a religious duty or you know, I have to sit my kid down for 30 minutes a day and teach them about prayer.
You'll teach him to hate prayer.
You'll teach him to hate prayer. But if you're playful in it and if you're just, I mean, the Holy Spirit's description is wind.
Yes.
Means that He just comes and goes and does what he wants. Yeah. And I know there are other aspects of deity, but please let prayer have play elements in it.
That's really good.
It's absolutely, and an exciting, you know, adventure type.
It is.
Adventure. Love that word.
I feel like that's so good. Just thinking the times that we've seen the kids play and one of them pulls something out of the air, out of the wind and says it. And it's like, what did you just say? And it's no different than when you're, you know, in your mind being carnal, just driving down the road, listening to the radio or whatever, and God speaks to you through a song or he talks to you about, you know, the hamburger you're eating or whatever. There's no difference for the adult of God showing up in seemingly unexpected places, because any practice, spiritually, practice of prayer, whatever it might be, is ultimately a place for us to develop a posture of that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So a practice of prayer is to develop a posture of praying without ceasing. How do you pray without ceasing?
Just turn your heart toward the Lord.
Toward your heart, toward the Lord. And your life then becomes a prayer and a place of receiving from God. So that's good.
Yeah, that's
very
awesome.
Good.
So
love
good.
That. Yeah.
I have a lot of things to go home and practice.
There you go.
That's good.
Absolutely. I do think it's important to just to spend some time, and I'll throw this out to the group and whoever wants to start. But you know, the power of praying in the Spirit, this amazing gift that we have through the baptism of the Holy Spirit to pray that perfected prayer. Mm-hmm. What does that look like for you guys in regards to modeling that, imparting that, cultivating that in your children? Because I think there also is sometimes that misconception, like we talked about, Pastor Mark, that even though we're reaching them where they're at in maturity, it doesn't mean that we're limiting the maturity of their spirit. What did that look like for you guys in practice? How does that translate over to kids, do you think?
Well, I think this comes back to within the home and within groups, like with friends and prayer groups, life groups, that the practice of seeing that expression, I think kids will understand that on a level sometimes we adults miss.
Yeah.
That there's something going on at a deeper level than I can explain or that there's rationale for, but there's a deep connection with God in that. Mm-hmm. And when they begin to see that there's also an interpretation, that there's also sometimes that we didn't know what to pray, but we prayed in tongues and we saw miracles. That's we good. Saw things work out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
I feel like praying in the Spirit is also just a part of everyday life. It's not anything weird or strange to them. Mm-hmm. So that my kids, all their lives growing up, were used to hearing us pray in the Spirit. So it was not something unusual. And I was remembering just recently, I was praying over my grandson when he was, you know, he was little, just a little guy, and I was changing his diaper, and I was just praying in the spirit over him, and he was watching me, and all of a sudden he started making the sounds I was making. And to me, I was like, oh, I love that. It's beautiful because he's catching
it. That's right. Amen. Absolutely.
I love it.
He and his mom and sister were in the van, and they left, and our daughter was busy doing something and didn't pray like she usually does. And from the backyard, this back seat, this little four-year-old voice, Mommy, you forgot to pray.
I love it.
That expectancy becomes an expectation.
That's awesome.
We expect it. That's really good. Anything you want to speak to with that?
I just think
our kids connected to the Holy Spirit and they're never too young.
Sure. For me, I just always have this picture. I remember we were Judah, or it was Jovi maybe. It was Jovi. She was about two. And I remember we were in a service that was, it was loud and there were lots of things happening. And, very just spirit filled and people, you know, speaking in tongues and worship happening and people laying hands on each other. And I remember thinking from her position, like, what does this feel like? You know, and she was really engaged and kind of looking around. And then before I knew it, she was laying like on the chairs and just fell asleep. And I'll never like forget that picture, because I think what it stood out to me was that where some people see that as being, you know, crazy or maybe loud or uncomfortable, for her spirit, it was such peace.
Yeah.
And I love that we can grow up to where our home is just, it models that for us, that no matter what's going on outside, or for some people that it looks wild. And I think for us, we're just in a season with having five young kids that just every day is loud, but you teach them a posture of their heart, that it's like, I can now find that and I can live in that place of peace. And I'll just never forget her tiny little body on those chairs. And she was just sleeping so peacefully. And it just represented to me just staying in the Father's arms and his hands and just being at peace no matter what's going on around you.
If prayer doesn't lead us there, then we're probably not praying right.
Right. Yeah. It's good.
Anything else to add? You look like you had something.
So much in terms of this, because we've had our children in the atmosphere of revival and charismatic spirit-filled prayer, and just seeing the impartations that have taken place.
Amen.
It's just amazing. And I'm just, for you who have younger kids, if you can have that part of their Christian walk instilled in them and set in them, even at a young age, the future of the church will be good.
I was going to say, I've been where you are and I'm on this side now, which I want to encourage you that even when it seems like you don't know if they're getting it, it's like he said, that formation is happening in them and it's becoming who they are.
Yeah.
And I reached out when I knew we were going to do this. I reached out to our kids and I asked each of them, how would you say was the most effective way that we trained you to pray? Mm-hmm. And our daughter said, by example.
That's beautiful.
Okay. Just like we said. Yeah. Yes. But our son said, by teaching us to pray the word.
Oh, that's good.
And bringing into this earth what God's already promised us.
That's really
and
good.
I thought, you know what? The word and prayer, the word and the spirit, the word and prayer.
And I think that even speaks to how different they are.
Like each child
being
something different
so different.
Out to
them. Absolutely. And even just knowing like you do this and you're sensitive, even as you're praying, Holy Spirit, what do they need? Mm-hmm. And how do I model that in different ways for each child? And I think another thing, like kind of the last thing on my heart was even, talking about how naturally at a young age, you're going to be able to identify gifts in them. And I think there we have just one child to me that stands out as being a lover of prayer. Mm. Like they just love prayer. And it's like for maybe another, that's not as natural. And I think just as us as adults, that's kind of the same thing. But no matter where you are, you can still learn and you can still grow. And and you almost use that as a way now to encourage all of us. Because you love something, we're going to go after it together as a family. And their gift now ignites those things on the inside of us, even as parents, to just pursue God even more. And
that's
I love
beautiful.
That. I love the kingdom that kids can lead in that.
Amen.
And we get to empower them to do that.
Yeah, that to me is it, you know, in teaching our kids to pray, that means that they actually get to practice
that's
it
right.
for themselves. Mm-hmm. And there's so many times and settings and situation that I would much rather have one of my kids praying for me.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Anybody else.
Absolutely.
Just wow. the natural trust and childlike faith in God and no baggage, asking what Jesus is saying and being able to say things spot on. That's how we really teach them, is we bring them into the practice, into the family practice of prayer. We all have a collective responsibility to hear from God. We all have a collective responsibility to lay hands on the sick and see him recover.
That's right. Right.
We just bring him into our world. So, man, that was a great conversation.
Yeah.
And
it's fun.
I feel
Enjoyed
like
it,
it, as always, the Holy Spirit opened up new avenues and dimensions of it. And we're so glad that you were able to be a part of this session. We know we got other sessions coming. Love you guys so much. Thanks for being a part of the online family conference. We bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we look forward to being able to see you in person very soon.